Sky News Centre at 1. An elderly man who was stabbed to death while riding his mobility scooter has been named by police as Thomas O'Halloran. Chief Superintendent Sean Wilson's called the attack in West London yesterday a shocking act of unprovoked violence. He says the 87-year-old managed to flag down a member of the public despite being severely injured.
We believe that Mr. O'Halloran was stabbed in Western Avenue shortly after 4 p.m. yesterday, before managing to travel 75 yards or so on his mobility scooter.
There's no let up for people struggling to meet the cost of living as inflation rises again, with it now in double figures. Last month it was 10.1%, with a jump in the prices of food items like vegetables and eggs, helping push it to a new 40-year high. In Burnley, food bank user and volunteer Mandy Cook says she's really noticing the difference.
I used to go and spend £50 and I used to come out with about 7 shopping bags. I spend £50 now, I'm coming out with like 3 shopping bags, 4 shopping bags. Prices have gone from like to £2 to £3.50 an item.
A danger to life warning has been issued for some of southern and eastern England because of thunderstorms. Parts of Essex, Surrey, London and the whole of Kent are under an amber alert. But this week's downpours are doing little to relieve the drought, with yet another water company announcing restrictions on customers' water use. Thames Water's hosepipe ban kicks in next week. In sport, Emma Raducanu says her straight sets victory over 23-time Grand Slam singles champion Serena Williams hasn't sunk in yet. The British number one is through to the